The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 21st of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Where Are All the Hog Plums Green? I really asking, where are all the hog plums? Somebody saw hog plums somewhere in New Providence, and I say saw them, I mean like hog plums being sold, and I need to know where they are. I'm trying to make a batch, at least 1 gallon, of hog plum lemonade this summer. I got to taste at least 1 gallon. So let's get the show started. If you didn't know, well, now you know. Today, The Guardian is hosting the Back to School Jamboree. Join us for a free family-friendly event today, Friday, August 21st, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at the Nassau Guardians parking lot. That's number 4 Carter Street in Oaksfield. The Back to School Jamboree is brought to you by the Nassau Guardians, Star 106.5 FM, Printmasters, Rotary Club of South Ocean, and 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Be back to school giveaways, food and drinks, health screenings, while supplies last, and of course, a child must be present. Now, if you don't have a child, I am currently petitioning the legal team to find out if I am available for adoption, because you could adopt me. Any Grammys out there, you could adopt me if you forgot to bring your child with you. But a child must be present to get one of the giveaway packages. You got plenty of time. Get back in the car. Skirt, back home. Gather up the grandchildrens or the childrens and tell them, let's go to the Back to School Jamboree at Nassau Guardian. Other sponsors include, oh my goodness, we got a list of sponsors out here. Lowe's Pharmacy, Baker Tilly, IRCA, NAL, Caribbean Bottling Company, LTC, oh my God, I put on my glasses, Island Wholesale Limited, BTC, Shrimp Shack, Purity Bakery, Marco's Pizza, Beep, Pediasure, Pedialyte, oh, Special Blend and Roman Meal, that's from Purity Bakery, Atus Holdings Limited, Sun Oil Limited, Celestial Treats, Janae's Uniform Center, Snack Attack, The Walk-In Clinic, the Department of Inland Revenue, Paradise Games, KFC, Dasani, Boss, that's Bahamas Office and School Supplies, Little Caesars, Carey's, West Bay Advisors, the Dalbinus Agency Limited, and Colina, and of course, Mr. Sebastian, Fort Charlotte. We say thank you to all of the sponsors for today's event. Here's why. I benefited from a culture of appreciation for education. Whether that, like whether what it is I saw was real or perceived, right? What I was seeing told me that education has value beyond what I could imagine at the time. And I'm glad I held on to that perception because it turns out it's true, at least for me. And I see it in the lives of my friends and family and the people who I interact with on the radio and people who I only can interact with, like, through the media. I wouldn't have known your story if you weren't in the public domain. But thousands and thousands of Bahamians are living lives, right, that they have been able to construct because they clung on to this idea that there's value in education. Now, we have this awesome opportunity and obligation to re-entrench that in our country. See, my story is particular. My mother was a full-time civil servant. And here's what I mean when I say full-time civil servant. Many, many nights, when the sun go down, we're waiting for our mother to pick us up because she's at work. And she was working in social services. And one night she explained to us that, listen, I know I'm not there, but I want you to understand that my job is to look out for the people, the children who have no one, who have no parents available to look out for them, right? I appreciated that. The person who was left to take care of us, she had a strict attitude and a single mantra, and it was this. I was forced to leave home and leave school in the second grade. I did not have the opportunities that you have available to you. But even with my little second grade education, I know that you doing this schoolwork is very important. That, coupled with all the other elements in my life, entrenched in me a culture of appreciation for education. Not just an appreciation for education, but a culture of appreciation for education, where I prioritize books. When I give gifts, I give books, right? With the assistance of the Salvation Army, I pay for the books, right? I was able one Christmas to gift, we were able to gift about $2,000 worth of books to family members, right? That's where we need to get back to. And that's why I took the time to thank the sponsors or to mention the sponsors for this event. The children will believe whatever it is we tell them. They will believe it, and they'll believe it if they can feel the sincerity of what we're saying. Now it's up to us to believe it. We, the adults, must believe that there's value in education and that we have an obligation to not just create, but to entrench in this country a culture of appreciation for education. We got to do that. That's all. That's all we got to do. So, again, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., come on down to the Nassau Guardian in the parking lot, the back-to-school jamboree. Don't forget, bring at least one child. Bring at least one child. According to the labor laws, we are not allowed to rent out children today. So bring your own, and let's have a great time. Now we're going straight, we're going to the headlines today. Did you know that yesterday, August 20th, marked 100 days since the historic Davis administration election win? Why did I call it historic? Well, it's because it's the first time that a party has returned to government for a second term in a very long time. We're going to call it historic. So yesterday the 20th marked 100 days in for the new Davis administration, and August 19th marked the 34th anniversary of the FNM's historic first election win. So the question for the day, 100 days in for the second Davis administration, and we have to acknowledge that it is a different administration because it's made up of different players, right? Different actors, they got different ministries. So we understand it's a different administration, although many of the players are the same. So the question for today, what grade do you give the Davis administration? What grade do you give the Davis administration 100 days in to this new term? And what grade do you give the FNM? What grade do you give the FNM 34 years after their first election win? Again, a historic win also. The 1992 election signaled the end of an era, the end of five terms of PLP reign, five terms of PLPs in power. We're also going to touch on what's in the headlines as we discuss those things. We got to talk BPL. We got to talk BPL. BPL has had us in an uproar. Why I say us? The most recent outages are affecting primarily downtown Bay Street, East Bay Street, and the tourism dollar. I was going to call it the Yankee dollar, but you need an intro to that. You can't just call it the Yankee dollar. The tourist dollar, whether it's extreme traffic delays from unannounced tree trimming exercises, right, to a stall on commerce in downtown area because people didn't have power to run their systems. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, producer. All right, we're going to get to the producer in a second. Let's go to the phone line. Oh, okay, I see what happened. Producer's talking to the caller just to see where they're going. So that's what we're talking about today, BPL traffic, related to BPL, and of course, in the headlines today, man charged with two counts of rape. We also have a headline from Komolafi indicating we need to pay attention to this trend. And I want to say perhaps a part of the problem, our inability to eradicate or lessen, right, decrease the incidence of sexual violence is the language that we use when we talk about it, right? So these are things we're going to talk about today. And since we talk in power outages, did y'all know that Gary, Indiana, has basically been like in a blackout for over a week now? We're coming on 2 weeks. There was a major weather incident that I think pushed through, is it the Northwest, a part of Gary, Indiana. And I was just stunned because, first of all, it looked like Hurricane Dorian pushed through the place, right? And we don't necessarily expect those types of weather events. But like the Bahamas, the restoration effort is usually more traumatic than the storm itself. And I'm seeing similarities between Gary, Indiana, and the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But the story stuck in my mind because Gary, Indiana is the home of the one and only Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, even though you'll never be dead. And so I just wanted to bring that to our attention, right? And the residents most affected are pointing out, because they got the time, because they don't have the resources to begin the restoration efforts. There's like extreme gas shortages. Not just that, like, you know when you're blocked in by a storm, but you can't get gas to run your chainsaw to cut your way out. In fact, there's no gas available like in a 200-mile radius. And there's no more gas because there's no electricity. The generators are sold out. It's like Gary, Indiana, and the most affected areas are like islands in the Bahamas. And on a recovery, this sort of loose recovery protocol or whatever it is, but it's just like family islanders trying to figure out how they're going to restore from a storm. I just wanted to put that out there as we get into the show. Here are some texts. Text says, PLP, they worth a good F. The FNM is worth an AA+. The PLP finish. Texter, you had me in the first half. I could be honest with you. You had me in the first half. But in the second half, I don't know why you throw the game away. Because the FNM could not get an A plus. And I'm not even talking about what Hubert Ingram said at the anniversary event yet. Let's go to the next text. I grade the Davis administration a grade 2 out of 10. The 32 FNM did more to modernize, upgrade, balance, and appreciate the Bahamian people by putting them first. I give the FNM's 8.5 out of 10, almost perfect. Ingram had good intentions, but we couldn't see his vision and progress. Okay. All right. So, over the last 34 years, you give the FNM 8.5 out of 10. You give the Davis administration 2 out of 10. So let me go back to that first text when you said you gave the FNM an AA+. Okay, my assessment was a bit wild, but they can't get an AA+. Over the 34 years? No, it can't be an AA+. But I don't know. I don't think they could get FNM over the last 34 years could get an 8.5 out of 10 either, but not necessarily a very low grade over the last 34 years. Here's a text. I don't know what ancient Lucayan god this administration offended, but this first 100 days seems like 100 years. I give them an E because I'm exhausted. Now, at first I thought this was an hilarious joke, right? And then when I read it again, I thought this is a fantastic piece of political satire. Because you remember when the academic institution, I think it was an academic institution, returned the remains of indigenous peoples that were found on these islands. They returned it to the government, and we have not had a state exercise or a collective national exercise that appropriately acknowledges what it is that we are holding in our metaphorical hands, because you know they put it in a box somewhere, right? And in a room somewhere. We have not treated these remains properly. We have not yet decided that we will create a space of reverence or prominence. We have not decided, like, you know, if we had a hero's garden, if we were really going to turn botanical gardens into a hero's garden, that we would designate a space there for sacred remains, for sacred remains of Bahamians, or historical artifacts. Like, so Texas, perhaps you're correct. Perhaps we have offended the gods of this land, right? Here's another text. Nothing Bahamians say matters anymore because we are the minority now. This is why the government doesn't have to care about unions anymore. Taco, teachers, nurse, and civil servants. I don't know what taco mean. We can't fire them no more. Oh, you mean taxi? You can't mean taxi. We can't fire them no more. Only foreigners can do that. Bahamians lose. Okay. See, Texter, I like it when y'all are far more clear with what it is you trying to say. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to stick a pin in that text. The label, problematic. We're going to get back to that text. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
I've done a special good morning to you, to Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Bounty, I don't know what's going on to Nick Darling Highway and East West Highway, but traffic is back up. Power is off in Friday State again, and I am out driving around just to keep some air conditioning. I can't take the heat.
So you say Tonique Darling, and where else?
It looked like the whole of Tonique Darling Highway, mm-hmm. going from the roundabout by the Big Rooster, going west. That the traffic jam on East West Highway, coming from the other roundabout, looked like that traffic jam. I don't know what's going on. Something down here, but I know power is off at Tri-State State and to Neat Garden Highway area for about the last hour to 2 hours. So another day, another day, another one. Have a great day. Everybody, wish you all well.
Thank you, Sparky. Thank you for that update. If you do not need to be on Tony Darling Highway, find an alternate route. Apparently, there are major road delays. The road is blocked up. All right, so I want to go back to this text just quickly. Nothing Bahamians say matter anymore because we are the minority now. I just wanted to say, listen, I need you to read your constitution. You could go online. You don't have to buy a copy of it. You could go online and find it and read Article 73.1A of the Constitution that says, on any occasion that the Governor General must appoint a Prime Minister, they must appoint the leader of the party, the leader of the party that commands the majority of seats in the House of Assembly. This provision, this article differs from similar articles in other common law Caribbean Commonwealth constitutions, right? Every word in your constitution matters, and those words in particular matter, right? What it suggests to me, I use the word suggest because I am a layman, not a lawyer, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, and even the constitutional lawyers will only argue their position or interpretation, right? It suggests to me that the power lies not in the citizens through their duly elected representatives, but through the party. The power lies with the party and whoever controls the party mechanisms, right? So I kind of laugh when you say it doesn't matter anymore because we are the minority now. Perhaps with a reconsideration, you could imagine that the ordinary citizen has always been a minority in terms of political agency and power, has always been a minority in the face of the political class or the governing party, right? You've always had minority powers. First thing. Second thing, do you think it's the migrants that are usurping you in your own country, or do you think it's the expats that are usurping you in your country? I mean, I want you to think about it, right? And while you think about it, ask yourself the question, why Aaron called one set expats and one set migrants, right? I just want you to think about it. Here's another text. Let's be fair and give this administration a solid C-. I'm just wondering what the legacy will be. Well, you want to talk about legacy? Oh, my goodness. Listen, we started the first term with an allegation of a minister allegedly hitting a police officer, with the Police Staff Association allegedly standing 10 toes behind the officer who alleged that he was hit. And the hits just keep racking up. I'm not going to walk through all of them right now. And here we are at the beginning of the second term with some of the most horrific traffic deaths that we've seen in our lifetime, right? I am also wondering what the legacy will be. As a text, you, Aaron, you heard the saying, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. This text say the PLP is a waste and a terrible thing to mind. Unfortunately, as citizens, our job is to mind every political party. That's our job. That is an inherent obligation. It's inherent in the Constitution. The Constitution places upon us an obligation to mind the government. Here's a text. Gary, Indiana had a storm, and I sympathize with them. Fortunately, the buck stops here. Said we PM, but from that plane crash, we ain't hear nothing about it. The government picking fuss and fight with the right set of people in the name of progress from Grand Bahama to Inagua. I got you. Texas saying, PM, if you say the buck stops with you, just remember, every buck stops with you. I hope you don't mind me paraphrasing wildly your text, but that's what they're saying. Aaron, you guys are having an event at the Guardian. Back to school, people are shopping. Don't you know anything? The traffic coming to Guardian for free stuff. I was out in front of the Guardian this morning. I doubt that the jamboree is the cause of the backup on Tonic Darling Highway. I'm going to tell you that. I was out there. Be not afraid. The roads are not blocked up. Just be careful. The roads are not blocked up leading to the Guardian. Just be careful on your way to the Guardian for the back-to-school jamboree. It's going to be a good time. So, traffic delays yesterday's Guardian social media pages. A road closure due to tree trimming on Shirley Street has become a source of frustration for motorists for the second straight day as they've been forced to reroute and endure heavy traffic. Let me tell you what the most troubling thing about this, I got caught up in it once. I just had to cancel my plans. Because there's no way I was going to make it, even giving myself the extra time that I gave myself. Here's what I noticed. You have a planned exercise. You schedule tree trimming, and you couldn't schedule anybody to put up detour signs? Like right at Village Road? So the people coming off the Eastern Road could have turned up Village Road, maybe to Parkgate, and just a simple detour around the Y. Y'all couldn't put up one detour sign? See, Prime Minister, this buck stops with you too. This yawns. You get to keep this. This is a light, easy one. Not one detour sign. Anyway, I want to say thank you to the I think they were doing tree trimming on Kemp Road, Fowler Street. So the first portion from Bay Street to Shirley Street, Fowler Street. And they had traffic management team. On the other side of Shirley Street, they were doing tree trimming. They had traffic management team. I am grateful for that. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I just turned on my radio. Were you talking about that traffic situation up there on Shirley Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Man, it bad. And there is no organization. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these government agencies not working together to solve these issues? You had one police officer out there, and he's stopping and asking persons, you go on Shirley Street, you go, and the rest of traffic is blocked.
Hold on, what do you mean?
While he's interviewing persons to find out where they go in.
Hold on. The police officer was stopping cars to ask them if they was going Shirley Street so he could tell them about the roadworks?
Yeah, so he could tell them, okay, you can, you know, you have to turn off, I think by the bridge or something, he was saying. But the persons who were coming from the old bridge onto Mackey Street, it's like you just sitting there because he's dealing with Shirley Street traffic, trying to get them cleared out. I totally agree that I don't know if you would have said this, but I think I heard a bit of it where they could have diverted on Village Road and just keep going. And there's so many other side roads that you can go off onto, so there's not congestion. So it's just like it was. And that's 2 days out of this week that I experienced that.
Yep.
So after the first day, put something in the news, put some signs up, work with Ministry of Works, get it fixed.
I still stuck on the police officer. See, because here's my thing. Today, we're having this event at the Guardian.
Okay.
I left my little honorary driving school vest in my house so I wouldn't be tempted to put it on and pull out my megaphone and help direct traffic, right? Because I get tempted to do that. I am still stuck on this because I understand exactly what's happening. Police officers, like Royal Bahamas Police Force, you have to train officers how to do this before you just put them on the road, you know.
Not only that, this government, between the first term and this term, I saw Mr. Cooper, I think with an opening or with some kind of exercise with police officers, hired so many police officers. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, like, get some help, get this one man. You'll come up with a strategy first.
Yeah.
And then get this one man the kind of help that he needs, because it's hot.
Yeah. And one officer. Anyway, listen, I didn't mean to cut you, ma'am, but you hear the song, right? Because lunchtime is the best time in school time. I get rushed to this break so I could grab my slam bomb before somebody eat it. And I could get back to class. Caller, you're on the line. I got to beg you to hold.
I will hold.
Okay. Hold for a moment. Through the break, we're coming right back. I come in straight to you. You're on the clock with Erin Green, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We got to be the first on the line, or we don't get served till next lunchtime. Oh, slam bam bam, slam bam bam, slam bam. What's more love?
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity Personal Loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity Personal Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Best time in school time. Yeah, lunchtime was the best time in school time. Ronnie got 6 foot splash and Johnny got.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Well, we can find out if lunchtime is the best time in school time in a moment once the jamboree starts, but I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you, Erin. How are you doing today?
I am. I'm a little jealous because I ain't got no Grammys. And my mommy busy. She can't take me to the jamboree. By looking for somebody to adopt me.
Erin,
yes,
listen
ma'am.
To me. You know I love to call your show, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I just don't know why who make these plans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to police do their planning, right?
Mm-hmm.
One man isn't gonna help the problem. Yesterday, during the tree cutting exercise by
Pride.
Church, right?
Yeah, sure.
It was a disaster. Furthermore, why didn't they do this on a Sunday? But
mm-hmm.
it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two. The bridge was congested.
Mm-hmm.
It causes problems for motorists on the bridge. They must remember, we're trying to get the tourists to the airport.
Yeah.
So when you're going to sit on the bridge 45 minutes and those people lose their flight, miss their flight, what is going to happen?
Yeah, who's responsible for that?
Mm-hmm. The police.
They,
whoever town planning or whoever is responsible for this road work, they don't think, my God, if there's a congestion at the first bridge,
mm-hmm.
it's going to definitely affect the second bridge.
Yes.
Put police officers there. Get the research. If you have a shortage of the regular officers, then
mm-hmm.
they don't know what to do. Let me tell them what to do. Get a motorcyclist or a unit there or two human police officers who know what to do, because some of them don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Put them and pull the traffic. Pull them, carry them as far as Fowler Street.
Yeah.
And just move the traffic to keep the traffic regulated.
Yep.
And that would solve the problem. The guests in the car asking you, are we going to miss our flight? What could you say to them?
Yep.
You don't know. You're on the bridge 25 minutes with these people in your car.
Yep. And this this idea that everybody should just have 2 to 3 spare hours in case of a traffic backlog because of a roadblock or because of a road works exercise, like, that's just unfathomable. It's untenable. It's not viable. It doesn't make any sense. No working person just has 2 to 3 hours they could plop into the middle of their day to do nothing. Or worse, to do nothing while they're supposed to be doing something.
And listen, you know what is so annoying? That light over there by Nassau Street.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
You have police officers bundle up on Bay Street, all in one area, giving out tickets. They need to send some police officers to stand on that corner of Nassau and West Bay Street where these people who have no respect, they're not going to stop until somebody, one of those tourists moving from Junkanoo Beach get rolled over. I don't want to see it, but there's no law for the motorists. They don't stop on that light. If you stop on that light, they blow you.
Mm-hmm.
Taxi drivers, regular drivers, they run that light 25 hours a day.
Okay? Here's the thing for me. I don't understand why we have so much deficit, right? Like, why agencies don't have sufficient money for their programming, why the people's bills can't be paid, because there's revenue just waiting to be collected at every single intersection on the island of New Providence.
If they don't have any money to pay, if you have a shortage of manpower, put up cameras.
Or
put drones and watch these people. I mean, it's pathetic. One more thing I want to say, and then I can let you go.
Yes, ma'am. Go on.
Call in.
Go on.
When are they going to put the lines back on Bay Street, the solid like white lines?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you paved the road, which you did a poor job doing,
mm-hmm.
but you haven't replaced the white lines. I guess after you in the car, how do you know what side is the right side? I mean, you don't have white lines. Why?
Yeah. So here's the first thing. They haven't finished paving the road. They haven't finished it. It's not finished, but they're gonna allow us to drive on it as if it's finished, right? With a disregard, like, you think there's a $1 trillion insurance industry and people is just sit down and make up the rules and the protocols? The roads are supposed to be at a particular standard, right? So that the insurance companies could make their calculations on how much they're gonna charge us for our insurance coverage. The Bay Street has not been finished, and we've just allowed them to walk through an entire election like they could claim some sort of success. And look at the state of Bay Street. Look at the state of Shirley Street. And then to the citizens, here's the next thing. I appreciate tourists ask all kinds of cute questions. You don't need a line in the road to know what side of the road is your side, unless you are a Bahamian, right? The most heartbreaking experience I have is always on a Sunday after church, watching people come out of church and then disregard every piece of common sense and every road rule there is. How you come out of church? First of all, how do you go to church and park on a pedestrian crossing? Good morning, St. Matthews. How are y'all doing? Right? How you do that? The same pedestrian crossing that your own parishioners have to use and the other people you share the road with have to use, right? How you do that on a Sunday, right? How y'all be running, and it's not exclusive to this one particular entity. How y'all be running red lights and stop signs on a Sunday? How y'all be turning left on red in the face of oncoming traffic that you know has the right of way? See, that's why I always you find that I'm trying to talk about traffic and sexual violence at the same time, because the root of the problem is the same. The same disregard that people show for the stop sign, the rules of the road, who has the right of way, is the same disregard that people show for other people's bodily autonomy, what it means to give consent, what it means to be able to give consent, right? There's a correlation. The same people who run stop signs are likely to ignore the right of way, the consent, the age of consent and consent. It's just that they haven't been put in that situation yet, right? It's just that they have not, if they haven't, they have not encountered that situation yet. It's the same sign. Stop and age of consent, they're the same sign. They're telling you to do the same thing. To stop and check. Stop and check what the age of the person is you are trying to engage in some sort of intimacy with. Stop and check. Let's go back to the text line. Morning, Aaron. Both are talking about expats and migrants. First, in my opinion, anyone with a work permit is an expat, Haitian or Caucasian. You see, but you can't say Haitian or Caucasian. Haitian is a nationality. Caucasian is like an ethnic group because you come from the Caucasus Mountains. It's what we refer to white people as. The migrants put a strain on our resources because there are many children who are born illegally get free education and health care. Children can't be born illegally. I about to shut down the whole conversation, Texter. Yeah? We could just shut it down from here. It's not that I'm no longer interested in what you have to say. It's that I'm very concerned that what you have to say is not grounded in common sense and critical thinking. No child is born illegally. The conventions we signed said access, not free access. The others come with their briefcases and name dropping and get privileges and access that ordinary taxpaying Bahamians don't have. And our governments allow both by lining their pockets or getting extra votes. We need to truly be a Bahamian first society. Well, we have to truly want to be Bahamians first. I mean, you don't have to pay me, right? You don't have to pay me, but that's the answer to the immigration problem. Send all monies to the church and other charitable organizations. You want to solve the Bahamas immigration problem? We, as a society, need to want to truly be Bahamians first. That's all. Where my cousin from Cat Island, Isaac, say, your culture is the antidote, right? Your culture is your strategy. Your culture protects you from cultural imperialism. Here's a text, morning, Miss Green. This progress government gets an F. Here's another text. The text says, PLP means Philip Lousy Plan. The buck stops with him. The buck stops with him. Aaron, I keep saying government need to move from Monday to Friday, 8 to 4. The country is dying because everything stops on Friday or after 5 p.m. You're lucky now. You're lucky if the agency that you are attending, you could get, like, if you could get attention from them at 4:45, right? Do you know how many agencies, I'm asking, let me rephrase that. I am trying to determine how many government agencies close before 5 p.m., not because of the nature of the service that they provide, not because of the nature of the service they provide, but of agencies operating like that. I'm looking at another, look at all the magic in here. Here we go. It's exciting text. There we go. We recommend that Bacchus Roll be the minister. Who's Bacchus Roll? Who that is? I kind of like it, right? Because I know who everybody else is attached to BPL and nothing has been working at all. Maybe if we put somebody who I don't know who they are, maybe that could work. The text says, we recommend that Bacchus Roll be the minister for BPL because he was a former employee of BPL. Bacchus will be better suited. The government needs to tell us who owns Bahama Grid. Now, you got to word the question properly. You saw this article, Mr. Dwayne Sands. Sands raises questions over BGC deal and ownership of Island Grid Solutions, right? Remember, we were told before the election that Bahamas Grid Company is a special purpose vehicle. It is composed of two entities, one Island Grid Solutions and one BPL. We were told that BPL would hold 40% of the SPV and that Island Grid Solutions would hold 60% of the SPV. Island Grid Solution, right? Island Grid Solution, I read from the article, Island Grid Solutions initially reported as the U.S.-based Pike Corporation's Bahamian Management Company owns the remaining BGC shares, right? So, if Pike is no longer here, that means Island Grid Solutions is no longer here either, right? Because Island Grid Solutions is reportedly, right, the U.S.-based Pike Corporation's Bahamian Management Company. So, as far as I was concerned, Island Grid Solutions doesn't exist anymore. So remember when I told y'all, the only thing that I am clear about is there is no clarity here. Right? I think it's not that I can't find clarity. It does not exist. We have the leader of the opposition asking about the ownership of Island Grid Solutions. How could Island Grid Solutions still be a part of this equation if it is Pike's Bahamian Management Company? If it is an affiliate or subsidiary of Pike, how could that be? Anyway, y'all hear that music. That music means it's time to go. That's just how they play it in school. Time to go to lunch. In fact, time for you to be downstairs in the Guardian parking lot. We're about to get it started. The back to school jamboree. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Don't be late. All the vendors and sponsors are here. Make sure you get here. And make sure you bring a child with you while supplies last. See you soon. Have a great day, Bahamas. See you in a minute. Slam bam bam. Slam bam bam.
Put it together. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.